Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's Midday Interview. Well, something wonderful is coming up next weekend. It is the 59th annual Cape Fear Garden Club Azalea Garden Tour, part of course, our magnificent Azalea Festival here in Wilmington. And here to tell us all about it is Karen Smith. She is the tour chair this year. She was vice chair last year, and here she has taken on this thing. Karen, I'm so glad to have you.
Oh, thank you.
Good. Now tell us, basically describe the tour for us, when it is and what it's going to look like.
The tour actually starts next Friday with the ribbon cutting at 10 a.m. And this will be held at Ronnie and Cindy McNeil's home.
Oh, how wonderful. We know them.
Do you?
They're big supporters of the station.
Yes, they are. They live on the Sound. They have a 5-acre perfect place to have the ribbon cutting. They have beautiful zayas, and yes, they are still in bloom. We hope that they hold out until a week from tomorrow on the 13th. But we do. We have this glorious ribbon cutting at 10 a.m. It also involves a lot of the celebrities and so forth coming here for the Azalea Festival. So we have quite a large entourage of various dignitaries and so forth that will come through the winding road back to the McNeil's home. And then we have our little ceremony. It's followed by the Queen's garden party out in the back under a big white tent with lots of homemade cookies. And this is all done by Garden Club members and punch.
All right.
So then in order to get to the ribbon cutting, I must say that you need to go to the Southside Baptist Church on South College Road. And there you take a shuttle bus over to the ribbon cutting. The buses will start as early as 8 a.m., and then they will take you over as soon as the ceremony is over and you have had the cookies and punch. Then we will shuttle you back to your cars over at Southside Baptist Church. That is the only way that you will be able to come to the ribbon cutting because of all the parking and so forth.
That makes sense.
After that time, during the rest of the weekend, you will be able to park at the McNeil's.
And all the other places.
And all the other gardens,
okay.
Yes.
What are the hours for the tour?
The hours for the tour on Friday start from 10 to 6,
okay.
Saturday the same, and Sunday the same.
Good. That's easy to remember.
So we have 3 days of 10 to 6.
Wonderful. Do all 350 members of the Cape Fear Garden Club participate in some way in the Azalea Garden Tour?
Yes, they do. One of the requirements is to sit in a garden during that weekend. As a member, that is your responsibility. So, yes, we do have all our gardens filled. And it is so much fun because you see other community people that you know. You get to talk. They start talking about the garden. I've always enjoyed it. I've done it for years, and it's a lot of fun.
That sounds wonderful. How do you choose the gardens to be on the tour?
Several ways. I mean, I know for my particular year, I started looking about 2.5 years ago. And obviously during the current tour is a good time to be looking for gardens for the next year. So I did a lot of that. Also, sometimes you will have people that call and say, you know, I don't know whether I could be on the garden tour, but would you come and look at my garden? And so we do. We go. I also have a search committee that also helps us find gardens. And we do go and look at them. And, you know, there's lots of things that we look at, all the plantings and so forth that they're doing or planning to do. Also the parking, whether we can get cars on their street, surrounding streets and so forth. So there are some perimeters that we have to follow, you know, in picking our gardens.
How many gardens are on the tour? How many usually and how many this year?
Usually there's anywhere from 10 to 12. I have 13 this year, 11 private gardens and 2 public gardens. The Arboretum is one of those, and the other one is Airlie Gardens. And with your ticket, you get in Saturday only to Airlie Gardens.
Okay, but everything else is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
That is correct.
Great. From 10 to 6, all 3 days. And we're talking about not this Friday, of course, but next Friday. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's part of the Azalea Festival. It is the annual Cape Fear Garden Club Azalea Garden Tour. If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Karen Smith, who is the chair this year of the tour. We talked about the ribbon cutting and Queen's Garden Party at the McNeil's home on the Sound. And you've described how beautiful that is. Let's talk about a few of the other gardens that are on the tour that you might want to mention. You said the
what
upper
I try
rhythm
to do is to actually group them in twos,
okay,
in the different sections. So out in Mayfair Parkside, which is an area that has not been showcased before, I have two lovely gardens. They're right across the street from one another, the Sullivans and the Eagles. So you'll want to be sure and see those. In Forest Hills, I have two that are about two blocks apart. And so, you know, they'll be easy to get to. The idea behind having them sort of grouped is so that you can park your car once and walk.
Great.
And then we have one up in Marsh Oaks, which is up North 17.
Okay.
That's probably the farthest one out. And then we have two down off of Carolina Beach Road in Silvaterra. These two particular gardens are done completely by the homeowners. They're exquisite gardens, and so I think everyone will be excited to see both of them as well.
Wonderful. Now, what is the price of the tickets, and are there group rates?
The tickets are $20, and group rates are 20 or more, and you get them for $17.
Oh, that's great. Okay. And where can tickets be purchased?
You can purchase tickets this year, of course, through CapeFearGardenClub.org online. You can also purchase them at the Arboretum. And then right across from Independence Mall would be the Sterling House. And then, there, of course, there are other, a proper garden, wild birds and garden, dragonflies.
Okay.
So there are plenty of places in town to get them.
Great. But if you're not
and
sure.
And also, to... I might add that they can be purchased at every garden.
Oh, okay. So you could actually, on the day of the tour, show up at one of the gardens and purchase a ticket for all of the gardens.
That's correct.
Oh, great. How does Cape Fear Garden Club use the money made from the tour?
Shortly after the tour, there are grant applications that individuals or groups of people can apply, and those are due back into the Garden Club the 15th of June.
Mm-hmm.
And then in our October meeting is when we give out our grants. Last year, we gave out $83,000.
My goodness.
To different ones that had applied for these grants. You know, we go after the application comes in, we do go out and check out the area, whether it's a school or a church or what the situation is, and see exactly where they want to do these increased beautification to the area. And then even after we have allotted the money to them, then over the next year, then we do go out and check to see that they are using the money the way they said they were going to. And, you know, within the year, then we see the finished product. So it's wonderful. We also give money for scholarships at UNCW, Cape Fear Community College.
Wonderful. So most of the money, a good portion of the money goes to more gardening projects.
It goes back into the community.
Okay. Let's see. What else? Oh, the question on everybody's mind is, a lot of the azaleas have bloomed already. What can we do about that?
Well, you know, it's Mother Nature, and there really isn't anything that we can do about it. However, I just want everyone to know that, you know, we had such a mild winter. And, of course, it did call for the azaleas to come blooming much earlier than we would like to have bloomed. However, all the gardens have many other plants and blooming flowers that you will be able to see. So I would encourage you all to come to the gardens and see what there is. They're going to be beautiful.
Wonderful. And of course, everybody will enjoy the gardens and the beautiful azalea bells. And that's one of the big attractions of the Azalea Garden Tour. So how many azalea bells will there be this year?
This year, we have 134.
My goodness.
The most that we have ever had.
Wow. And they're at various gardens throughout
the
tour.
Yes, they are. They will all be together for the ribbon cutting. And then starting then shortly after the ribbon cutting, they will go to their first garden, and they will do that throughout the weekend then. So there will be bells at every garden.
Beautiful.
They all have about a 3-hour shift. They look beautiful in their antebellum gowns.
I'm
and
sure.
Their parasols. And
it's the 59th Annual Cape Fear Garden Club Azalea Garden Tour next Friday through Sunday throughout our area. It begins at 10 a.m. on Friday with the Queen's Garden Party, the ribbon cutting at Ronnie and Cindy McNeil's home. If you want to find more information or get your tickets, the best thing to do is go to CapeFearGardenClub.org. You can also call Karen Smith, who I've just been talking with. Her cell phone number is 602-6958. Karen Erin, thank you so much for being our guest today.
Thank you very much.
This is 91.3 WHQR.